RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning. 7 o'clock here from East Aurora Country Club. We welcome you in live on Tee to Green here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Thanks for hanging out with us here on a little drizzly Saturday morning in East Aurora. We're on the beautiful patio outside the clubhouse, and we welcome you in, and we're excited to be here for the next hour. We make our annual visit here around this time for the International Junior Masters event, which is going on next week. And we'll spend the majority of our hour talking about that great local event here in Western New York, which brings people from all over the world. And that'll be some of the people that we'll be speaking with here today. Big thanks to PGA Pro David Jones and Superintendent Drew Thompson for rolling out the red carpet for us here this morning on what is a great event coming up here on the show over the next hour. We're going to be speaking with some of the participants here that'll be involved in the International Junior Masters event. Also, the tournament directors coming up, Jeff Kamey and Paul O'Brien. We've spoken with them in the past. If you've listened to this show previously, they'll tell us what's going on with the event this year, including some new ideas that they have, and a girls division that'll be going on. So we'll talk about that too. Of course, a couple of thoughts on last week's U.S. Open win for Jon Rahm. We'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week and some more information coming up on our Duster Putting Challenge, which registration is now open to benefit the Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. So all that and more, we'll get our Ryder Cup report, Champions Tour report, PGA Tour leaderboard. Kevin Sylvester, good morning. Can we get this all in 1 hour?
I was just thinking, we've got 10 pounds of tuna in a 5-pound can, so we've got a lot to work.
I like
to
that an analogy there.
And it's great.
Welcome back to the show,
I know, it's great to see you guys in person. What's it been, 3 weeks?
Yeah,
maybe?
We haven't been together in a while for this show. Yeah, it's
Gang's
peculiar.
Back together,
yeah,
good
yeah.
Spot
it should be
to
a
be
good
there.
Show, yeah.
I was in Pinehurst last week, and it was incredible. We played number 2. Phenomenal. Bucket list thing, go do it. It's one of the best walks in golf you ever have. Just amazing.
The aesthetics on TV always look great, so I'm sure in person it was great too.
Listen, with my other job, PGA Tour Radio, I get to walk some of the best golf courses, and so I was telling the guys, it's going to be great. It was even better than that. It was just
awesome. Was it enhanced by walking?
Oh, for sure, and caddies and the whole deal, and we got Rost a few times, where you think the putt looks good, and there it goes. It was phenomenal.
Awesome.
And a shout out to my buddy Nick Ambrose from Lancaster. He played the U.S. Open tees, and he broke 80. Like, the wager was broke 80. The caddy's like, he won't break 85. I'm like, oh, he'll break 85. He's a closer. He He had a little trouble on 16. He had two holes to go. Had to par them both to do it. Birdie, and then hit an incredible recovery shot and made par on 18, shoot 78.
That's a great score.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Very cool.
Speaking of awesome,
yes,
there's an awesome event here this week.
That's right.
And we got some real nice junior players in front of us. I've known Charlie's name for a while as a golf coach and someone in the area. And, gentlemen.
Let's introduce them first.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
there's a superlative there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
why I'm the analyst, not the host.
That's all right. Yeah. So Charlie Fisher with us here, and Charlie, of course, if you followed junior golf here in Western New York, you may recognize the name. All right,
if
Charlie.
If you follow the Duster Challenge, you might recognize the name. He's a Duster Challenge champion.
Former champion. I noticed the huge belt he was wearing on the way in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Trophy doesn't fit in his car. So, yeah.
That's right. Charlie, good morning.
Morning. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us here. Or thanks for coming on here. So this event obviously is something that I'm sure with you has some excitement, you being from the area. So, and have you played in this before? You have, right?
Of course, yeah. This is going to be my third year. So, yeah, my first year I qualified and then I broke my hand. So it's like that year away from me. Two more years I played and then COVID happened. So should be my fifth year, but it's my third.
Right. All right. So what are some of the keys to playing well in an event like this?
Well, an event like this is very nerve-wracking, especially to start. There's a lot of participants. It's the biggest junior golf tournament in the area. But it's really cool. A lot of people from, you know, all around the world, including, you know, Mexico, Scotland, Colombia, everyone comes in. So it's a lot. But you just got to simplify it as much as you can. That's pretty much how it goes.
Is the qualifying rounds harder than the match play, or which one's harder?
Which one's
more stressful?
More stressful is the stroke play. Match play rounds, everyone seems to play a little bit better. You got to play better to win your matches. Stroke play, with the out of bounds here, the score, you can make a big number pretty quick. Whereas in match play, you make a big number, all right, you just lost a hole. So, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your background for those that maybe don't know about it. You went to Orchard Park High School for a while now, going down in Florida too, but you come back for the event?
Right. So I go to Orchard Park High School for the first semester, play for the golf team there with Coach Nate Leary. He's been a great coach there. Then now I go down to Tampa, Florida, go to Saddlebrook Golf Academy for the second semester, and train and play a lot of golf and come back up here at beginning of June, and which is perfect timing for to be back home for this event.
So you're a snowbird, essentially.
Essentially, yeah. That's
awesome. Well, Nate Leary, his coach from Orchard Park, I know, is listening. He's a good supporter of our show,
yes,
and our events. So, Nate, good morning. And you got a great player here I'm sure you're proud of.
Did Nate sign up for the Duster yet?
He did already.
Okay, all right.
Him and his wife, Brandy, are already in.
Awesome. They're regulars. That's awesome.
That is great.
He's very efficient,
and by the way,
too.
Last time I saw Charlie, I think I was flying with my family. We were going to visit family down in Florida, and I'm looking at this kid in the back, and I'm like, and I finally think I said when we got up, I go, how do I know you? And you're like, oh, I won the Duster. I'm like, oh, Charlie, okay. So, and I think that was maybe your first trip to Saddlebrook.
That was,
right?
Yeah, it was my first visit.
Yeah,
you were sitting right across from me. I was like, is that?
Yeah, we were in the back of the plane.
Yeah,
by the way.
We were
not first class.
Yeah.
We had the Bob Uecker seats in the plane.
The Duster Challenge champion didn't move us, bump you up.
You know, they didn't have it on the register when they walked in.
Yeah, well,
you know how now when you fly, they have all these things, Diamond Club. They didn't have Duster Challenge Club. They don't have that yet.
Maybe we'll have to establish that. Well, Charlie, I know you're sitting next to a gentleman by the name of Corey Edger from Scotland. And Corey, you traveled a little farther than Charlie, who's come from Orchard Park here. So tell us about what decided to make you to come from Scotland to come here to play in this.
So I moved over originally 2 years ago into Florida to Saddlebrook Golf Academy, just because in Scotland it's not the warmest in the winter months, so I decided I'd be able to play year-round if I went to this golf academy. And then last year, Charlie moved into my room and he was telling me all about this event, and I loved the sound of it, and I was originally going to play last year, but of course COVID happened,
right.
So it took that away from me, so then I just was forced to go back home and play tournaments over there. So I'm really happy I got to play this event, and I appreciate Charlie telling me all about it.
That's cool.
And it's going to be a fun week.
He won't appreciate it if you beat him, though, right?
No.
Yeah. And it'd be a great match in the final round. I'd love to watch that. So, roommates.
By the way, Scotland's not warm in the summer either.
No. Okay. I mean, it's a little warmer, but
it's a little warmer. So what is golf like in Scotland for your age? Are you playing for a school? Are you going to different academies? Like, what is it like there?
So in Scotland, it's a little bit different. There's no high school teams. You usually just play individually, sometimes with your club. There's junior teams, and then there's also men's teams, which most of the juniors tend to play on. But it's the style of golf is a little different depending on where you go. My home course is a little bit, it's pretty similar to East Aurora, not as hilly, but no, about 10 minutes away there's a really challenging links course, which is fun to play, and it'll test you. So
you know how to be creative with shots, right? I mean, that's the,
you can control your trajectory.
As much as possible. Right.
Well, it's interesting because over there, you play the ball down, as they say, a lot, right? You can play low shots. Yeah. Have you found that not to be the case here? You probably won't find it to be the case here.
Not at Saddlebrook.
Yeah. No, not at Saddlebrook at all. In fact, I have a pretty spinny ball flight, so it tends to rise up in the air a little bit. But if I need to, I can have a 3-iron or 4-iron. I can just get it low and running, which is a nice shot to have. Sometimes here off the tees, especially number 5, that tee shot is really tight. So maybe looking for something like that off the tee that's not going to get me in trouble. So no, we'll see how it goes with all the shots, because you definitely need to be creative around here.
Excellent. Charlie, what advice have you given him about this this event and this course?
I've given him some. I can't give them all, right?
nice.
But with his Scottish backgrounds and playing, you know, under the wind and keeping it low, he plays a different style of golf than me. So I try to show him the different types of tee shots you can play. There's many different ways to play this golf course. And we've played 2 practice rounds, and I'll tell you what, we need a third.
So, have you taken him for wings yet?
Yes. Right. So we took him to Barville last night? No, 2 nights ago.
Corey, what'd you think? Tell us.
Yeah. So Charlie originally was going to make me have spicy wings. I'm not a spicy guy.
He is messing with you. Good.
It tends to not sit well with me, so I got the honey butter barbecue. It was really good. Also had the beef on whack there. Again, really good.
Maybe a couple more sandwiches too or something? That's right. I'm hungry.
So,
well, you know what the return thing is? You have to have haggis now.
Exactly.
No.
It's a little tough to find.
Right? Yeah, okay. I know. I'd rather just have wings.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations to both of you getting here again and participating. Corey, welcome to Western New York and Buffalo.
Thank you very much.
We hope you both play well this week. So, and Charlie, you better be ready to defend your title here in a month or so with the Duster.
Oh, I will be.
Awesome. I can tell you, one of the best performances we've had. I mean, he won the event, but how many aces did he have in the final match?
A lot.
It was a lot. It was like 6 or something. It was incredible. Yeah. And the best was when he conceded a putt that was like a 5-footer. He's like, "Yeah, you can have it." And he drinks the next. I was like, "Wow, this kid has some gumption." I didn't say gumption, but we're on the radio.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, Corey, good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. We'll let Charlie and Corey step out here. We've got a few more.
They look like tour
participants,
pros, don't they?
They look good.
They're dressed apart. Yeah, they're skinny. That's why. Yeah. They're young.
That's right.
I was skinny when I was young.
More youth coming in here now. Next.
A little bit. Yeah.
That's right. We get 2 more participants. Lily, we'll let you hold the mic. Good morning. Lily Zhang and Zevi Perez is here with us. And Lily, we'll start with you. You're participating in what is now the first edition of the girls division here at the International Junior Masters, so I'm sure that's exciting. Tell us a little bit about what you're expecting for the tournament this week.
I'm expecting good conditions, good people, and a great tournament, because I know how historical this place is and how nice everyone says it was. And I'm really honored to be one of the 8 girls to participate in it.
That's great.
You got to be feeling pretty good about your game right now, Ms. Zhang. I've been seeing some of the scores you're shooting. I saw well you did in the Porter Cup and at Elkdale, and I've watched you play for a long time. You're playing very well. How do you feel about your game right now?
I feel pretty decent. I think most of my ball striking is pretty put together. I just need to work on putting and believing in myself.
The girls division starting here for the first year, we know it's a great thing. We're going to talk more with Jeff Kamey and Paul O'Brien, the tournament directors, about that coming up. But it's got to be pretty cool, right, to be in the first edition, the first annual one event here. Are you seeing more and more opportunities for girls in golf as you've gone up here through your time in playing?
Yeah, definitely. When I was little, I remember seeing on TV how they announced the Augusta Women's Amateur. and that was a big breakthrough. And a lot of new tournaments also added girls edition, and even for kids, so that's even better.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you've been to Augusta, right? Drive, chip, and putt?
Yeah, in 2018.
All right. I mean, besides amazing, how was that?
It was really nice. I got to meet Bryson, John, Rom, and a lot of other people, and they came up to you and greeted you like a friend. And there were a lot of cameras, but I feel like when you're in the moment, you don't recognize them, and you just look at the golf ball.
She's already a pro. Yeah, look at that, yeah, right?
She's beautiful.
Yeah. And so you must have that as a goal, I would imagine, one day to make that women's amateur at Augusta National. It's got to be something you think of.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's an honor to be invited and to just to play at Augusta.
Who's your favorite LPGA player?
I love Jennifer Kupcho, who won the Augusta National, and I also love, it's pretty hard.
Yeah, there's so many good ones, right?
Yeah. There is a lot of good ones. Yeah.
I'm a Brooke Henderson fan.
And Brooke is pretty, she's good.
I met her at the Porter Cup.
The Porter Cup?
Women's Porter Cup.
When that was the first edition.
Yeah. She was second.
That was the second edition?
Yeah, and she won the event, but you could just tell, like, this girl was going to make it. She was a star.
She's really good.
I like to use Jessica Korda's swing as a swing model also. That's a beautiful motion she has.
And Nelly. She's amazing.
Well, tell us what is your year like? What's your school like? What are you doing just kind of in your life these days, even beyond maybe playing in a lot of tournaments, I'm sure?
In my school this year, they allowed 7th graders to join the high school team, varsity golf team. So I was lucky to join this year, and it was really nice making new friends. And I've also played a few AJGAs so far, which is an essential tournament to play to get better.
Well, that's great. So good luck this upcoming week. It's exciting that there's a girls division. I know you're excited, and play well.
Thank you.
We know you will.
Thanks.
All right, let's pass the mic here to our fourth player participant.
This will be the most polite guest we ever have on the show.
That's
Thank
right.
Thank you for having us. Thank you for having me.
Already. That's great. Zevi Perez is with us here. Zevi, how old are you?
So I'm 11 years old. I'm 11 years old. I'm from Evans, Georgia. Yeesh, that drive was so long. 18 hours in the car. I wish I was here, but I'm glad to be here, and it's an honor to play in this tournament. It's so cool. The courses I play at, and most people say they're a little hilly. Mine is not at all hilly. It's pretty flat, so I know this is going to be a good experience for me. But honestly, I get my game down, gaining more distance, more accuracy, so I'm just coming out here, have fun, and see what I can do, sir.
That is so cool. 11 years old, you got your plans already here to go.
This is not his first time in front of a microphone.
That's for sure. Listen to him. Yeah,
that was probably my 100th.
All right. I was on the Today Show last week.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so what is the best thing about your game? What's the strength of your game?
Mostly just, I can hit the driver really far and accurate, but some terms, driver's not always going to be the best club in the bag. So lately I've been working on more of short game skills, like up and down recovery shots.
Smart man.
It's been going pretty good. I played a few holes last night, and I know it was a par 5, and that was rusty. I still made a par in hole after duffing a 3-wood, hit my 60-yard shot next to the hole, but I played on the par 3, and I hit a chip shot, and that was rolling. If it didn't hit the pin winning, it would have been back on the tee box.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Because it was just rolling.
We've all been there. How did you get started in golf?
So my papa was in the military, and when we got moved to Atlanta, and I was about 2 years old, there was this golf club laying around. And by that time, I was already tinkering with golf clubs, messing around with stuff, club shaft and grips.
Right.
And I found this pink 5-iron orange dot. Never forget.
Wow. This story sounds familiar, doesn't it? Father in the military, found a club, took up golf. You like Tiger?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Who doesn't like Tiger, right?
Yeah. He's a
goat. That's right.
He's like, sir, that was a stupid question.
That's right.
He's too polite, though.
In the politest way he could say it, Kevin. Yeah, that was a dumb question.
Well,
it was the eye
I'll
contact.
Say it. Come on, you're hearing, you're like, this story sounds familiar.
That's right.
And I was just swinging, and ever since I felt love for the game, and we lived on the course, so you see people driving around hitting golf shots. And I know my papa took me out to play when I was about 2 years old. He got me, but hey, I was only 2 years old.
Yeah, and you beat him.
Hey, those aren't excuses.
Right? Come on.
But I got into my first tournaments when I was 3 years old, and I showed up, And at the time, I said they weren't golf shoes for my size, so my parents kind of improvised, and they took soccer cleats, you know, just cut the little edge off. And they look like really neat golf shoes, and everyone say, where'd you get those? Oh, these are actually just soccer shoes.
You say these are Zevies.
The Zevies.
Yeah, that's right. Special edition. You got your own shoe brand now. There you go.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you okay have a spiff on that. Yeah.
Kevin, always the marketer here.
Size 11 when you make them, my friend, okay?
That's right.
But I got done playing. I shot 42 when I was 3 and ended up winning the tournament. And that was good. And I had 39 victories. I'm straight. I went to U.S. Kids, and I was so excited because, you know, I seen the short game.
Yeah.
And I was all, I'm playing in Pinehurst, and I said,
We gotta work on improving the mic there.
There you
buddy.
Go. Okay. Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah. You're good. You're good. No,
that's
all right.
You're short game.
You're excited
okay?
about
short
it.
Game.
So what happened was is I came up there when I was 5 years old, and I shot 36. And before the round, everyone was all, oh, he's so adorable. When I got done and ended up winning 36, I wasn't that adorable.
I know. Charlie and Corey over here are like, this kid's going to be an issue for us here this week. That's
but
great.
Now I'm playing with the big dogs, so honestly.
The big dogs.
Yeah. I'm excited to be out here.
You see Corey and Charlie back there?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You know you're going to. They're not going to let up, though, are they?
Yeah, they're twice as tall as you, but it doesn't matter.
If they're twice as tall, I'm probably going to have to play twice my game harder, sir.
That's awesome.
Good answer. Good answer.
That's a great attitude.
Thank you, sir.
So what have you done here in Western New York and Buffalo so far besides play golf here?
I never been to New York, sir. This is my first time.
This is your first time.
I mean, everyone says, you seen this? I said, yes, on my Gear VR set.
Yeah.
Or on TV, but this is my first time to be here, and it's such an honor to be here. So New York is very beautiful, and even though the 18 drive was really long, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful sights, too.
Have you seen Niagara Falls yet?
No, sir.
All right,
no, sir.
Have your parents take you to see Niagara Falls.
I'll try, sir.
That's right.
Pretty amazing.
Well, good luck, Zevi. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You too. Good luck in the girls' division. We're excited. Charlie and Corey, good luck to you as well. We appreciate all the players coming on here.
I don't have a feeling all four kids remember these names.
That's right.
I'm serious. Yep. Remember these names, all four of them. Because we're gonna be talking about them when we're doing the show 10 years from now. When we do our PGA update.
I agree.
Our PGA update.
Yeah.
Yes.
If you want to come and see any of these four, or all of these four, play this week, we'll get the details next. Jeff Kamey and Paul O'Brien, the tournament directors, are going to join us here. But
And coming up at 8 o'clock this morning, the Zevi Show.
That's right.
That's right. The Zevi Show, the X-Man Show.
Yeah, you love it. There you go.
You might want to start a podcast.
That's right.
I'll try, sir.
I like it. All right, we're going to take a time out here from East Aurora Country Club. More on the International Junior Masters. We'll get our tip of the week, all that and more coming up here as we roll on with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Back with more after this on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard as we welcome you back here to beautiful East Aurora Country Club. It's International Junior Masters Week. We'll have more on the tournament here coming up in one moment. But the PGA Tour players this week are in Cromwell, Connecticut at TPC River Highlands, and the Travelers Championship going on. Jason Day shot a 62 yesterday. He's in the lead right now, -9 through two rounds of play. Bubba Watson, who's had tremendous success at this tournament, has shot a pair of 66s. He is one off the lead. Other names of note, there's a huge group at 7-under, including Justin Rose, who shot a 63 yesterday. Ian Poulter, Scottie Scheffler, Patrick Cantlay, big group at -6. Dustin Johnson is playing in this event, as is Bryson DeChambeau. Some of the other bigger names, Brooks Koepka is as well. DeChambeau is in the mix to win. He is at 5-under par. Koepka is at -4. Dustin Johnson just got in and made the cut. He is at -2. So there's your look at the board right now. Kev, what's your thought? You've been at this tournament.
I've been at it many times.
Gets better and better every year.
Yeah, great golf course. And, you know, the back nine's amazing. I'll never forget. Last year when DJ won, incredible performance down the stretch. But I'll never forget Jim Furyk shooting 58 there in that morning. And everybody's like, well, who won that year? Do you know who won the year?
I don't.
Nobody does.
It wasn't Furyk, obviously.
It was Russell Knox, right? Russell Knox won the year. But he did it in the morning. Furyk was like one of the first guys out. remember getting to the golf course and running out there, and he just lipped out on 14, popped out of the hole on 15. I'm like, he's not going to do it. Drains like a 35-foot bender on 16. Another birdie at 17. Nearly makes one to shoot 57. But the place was electric. And then it was like, okay, the leaders tee off.
And Kev, the week after a major like that, they've got a strong field. Is that peculiar? Is that because of the Travelers?
You know what? It's what these gentlemen will tell you. Recruiting, right? I mean, getting players to go and the things that they do for families there. It's a great event. They've really worked hard, Travelers has, to get players to come there and compete in the event, charter a plane, you know, to get guys, making it easier for players.
So great field.
Yeah. It's great field, yeah, every year. They've really, you know, upped the purse, all those sort of things.
Yeah. Before we bring in Jeff and Paul here, let's while we're on the PGA Tour leaderboard, let's get our PGA Champions Tour report. Look here at the leaderboard brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel. Steve Stricker kicking butt here so far. He's got a 5-shot lead through two rounds of the Bridgestone Senior Players Championship. That's at Firestone in Akron. Great course there, and he's got a 5-shot lead. Stricker minus 9 through two rounds. Paul Broadhurst is at minus 4. Those are your
Didn't Broadhurst
guys near the
win
top.
In Rochester?
He did.
Yes.
At the PGA.
Oak Hill.
At the senior PGA.
PGA seniors, okay. Yes.
Yep. Yep. And you've played Firestone, haven't you?
No, I've just have been there a few times. Every year that I've gone to with the station to cover the Hall of Fame events, right, when the Bills got in, I would go over because it's always the same week. It was always the same weekend on the PGA. That was always a great, I thought, you know.
Yes, great weekend.
Road trip. You could do Firestone with the PGA Tour event and then the Hall of Fame.
This poor guy, by the way, some other time we'll tell the story about when he drove Bulldog and me to cover Jim Kelly's retirement.
Yes.
In Canton.
And our trip back at the buffet was and 110 degrees on the field. There's so much. It's a whole show. We'll have to save that. Yeah. All right, let's continue here.
Zevi took up too much of our time.
That's it. No, Zevi did a great job.
What an awesome kid.
Yeah.
They're all great kids. Yeah. Right?
Charlie Fisher, Lily Zhang, Corey Edger, Zevi Perez, we wish them good luck. We appreciate them coming on here. Four of the participants in this week's International Junior Masters. If you missed those interviews, those were really good. We'll have it up on our on-demand audio section, WGR550.com, this morning, and I'll also tweet out the link
at
Brian WGR.
Note for future guests. Yeah. Zevi gave us gifts.
He did. Very, very cool gift from the VA.
A challenge coin. Absolutely.
Challenge coin.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. If you've listened to our show here in previous years, you may be familiar with these two gentlemen, Jeff Kamey and Paul O'Brien, the tournament directors from the International Junior Masters. That's your cue to pick up the mic, guys. Paul, we'll start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
You ready to go for this week?
Finally, we are. Yeah.
Okay. We know last year, I mean, we didn't see you. We had to.
Nobody saw anybody last year.
We had to
year.
Do our shows on Zoom last year. It wasn't a fun year. I know you guys are ready to be back and having the event after, of course, 2020 took away a lot of all of our fun. So this is great that it's back this year.
You know, it was a nice break last year, but it was twice as much work this year. So it evens out. And, you know, getting it started, we had no idea what we were going to face, you know, because we start this in like October the year before. And at that time, everything was full lockdown. And, you know, so it came around to the point where we figured, well, we're not going to have Canadian kids playing. And that's the case. We have one playing who's actually going to Kent State. So he's coming over.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was a challenging part as far as the player recruitment. You know, we lost our Colombian team because of the COVID. The Aussies can't travel because of COVID. We did add a Peruvian team,
cool,
which we were really excited about. One girl, Mariana Masonis, and two boys, all terrific players. So we're really excited to have them added to our field this year, as well as a young man from Chile. So those are two first timers.
How many countries in total? We see all the flags outside. I know Drew Thompson always hangs them up.
This year.
Eight.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're missing the Aussies and the Colombians. But we got Dominican Republic and Scotland. And
We just heard from Corey from Scotland. That's cool.
You might have heard the kid from Chile, Joaquin Niemann, is playing. No, I'm kidding. He's not playing this year. But he's close. He's only 23, I think, right? Not far off.
That's right. We'll bring in Jeff Kamey in here, also one of the tournament directors. Jeff, was recruiting the biggest challenge of having that year off, of getting kids to kind of get back into this event, or what was the biggest challenge for you?
I do think that they're recruiting the players. I think the theme is uncertainty. when we started this in October, which is when we normally do it.
Yeah, you can't just invite them like two weeks ago. You can't say, hey, come on, show up for this. Like, they've got a plan, especially international travel involved.
Exactly. We weren't even sure about domestic travel.
Right.
And when you think about it, I mean, we have players domestically. We have players from Florida. You met Georgia,
yep.
Zevi.
Yeah.
and we have California, Washington. Because of that, we decided that we were going to focus our efforts more regionally. So we do have more players from downstate New York than we've had in the past, and as well as Ohio. Our last champion, Jackson Chandler from 2019, is from Dublin, Ohio, and we have.
Is he back this year?
He is at Ohio State.
Oh, he's at Ohio State.
Yeah, they age out, right?
So that's good.
But we have two kids from Dublin, Ohio. And
pretty good golf course in Dublin, Ohio.
Yeah, there is.
That's where Muirfield Village is for those. Not sure. Right.
So you know, uncertainty was the theme really across the board. We were unsure of you know, how our sponsors would react, because we didn't know how their businesses were doing, and so we decided, you know, amidst all this uncertainty, hey, why don't we start a girls division too to just, you know, make it more challenging.
Perfect segue. I was just going to ask you about that. We spoke with Lily Zhang, obviously a great representative of the player that you would love to have playing in this event. I guess where did that idea get sparked originally, and just, you know, where is it at here for year one in terms of where you guys think it should be at?
Well, you saw earlier Ann Wolosinski walking around. I know you guys have.
We had her on when we were here in April. That's right. Yeah.
And so.
That's a club president, by the way, for those listening who didn't know.
Our club president. She was installed in January. And I've known Ann since she was 12 years old. And so she's been putting the bug in my ear for a few years. It's a challenge for us, because, you know, we've had this long-standing tournament. We have 80 boys, so there's only so much room on a golf course. But so we decided to start that this year, and Ann has been obviously very supportive of it. And so we have 8 girls this year, and we have 2 of them from Ohio.
2 from Ohio.
And 1 from Peru.
Yeah.
I'll let Paul speak about the rest of the girls' field.
Okay. You want to speak a little bit more about that?
Sure.
So 8 players in total.
Yeah, 8 players. And, you know, we spent a lot of time recruiting. We've got 2 really good players out of Ohio, Ella Wong and Madison Riemsnyder, both plus handicaps. Of course, Lily Zhang.
Yeah.
Mariana Masonis from Peru. I mean, her resume is spectacular. We've done really well, I think, in, you know, with this small field of attracting, you know, really, really good players.
How about on the boys' side? Who are some of the names that might compete to win this event?
Well, you know, we've got Anthony Delasanti, who's the district champion.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, I mentioned the boys from Peru, both terrific players, Eduardo Galdos and Eric Plenge. Some local kids, Tyler Delasanti. But we also have a very strong contingent coming from Ohio. Tyler Grooms, who was not a classmate of Jackson Chandler, but he was two years behind, and he's also going to Ohio State next year. And by the way, Jackson's playing number 3 at Ohio State. So he jumped right in freshman year and did a great job, and he played really well at the NCAAs this year.
So what is the age range here? Because we have Zebby, who's 11, and you've got freshmen in college. They compete same tees, same tournament? How does that work?
Well, there's everybody's in high school or just graduated. Nobody's in college. But, yeah, everybody plays in the boys' division. Everybody's playing from the same tees. You know, it used to be 14 to 17, and then it went 14 to 18. And in the last few years, kids are getting so good, so young, we just say you got to be under 19.
If you're good, you can play.
If you're good, you can play.
Even, or like Zevi, he's 11.
He's 11.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a cool.
He sounded pretty
story.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, and Lily's no scrub either.
Right. Yeah.
Sure. She can play. We know that. How about just for people that want to come out and see this week? What are the logistics? Are there any sort of different protocols with COVID? Obviously, still part of our life in a little capacity, luckily. Just if people want to come out this week, what's the strategy and procedure?
Well, thankfully, all restrictions have been lifted. We're still, you know, going to honor people who are still, they still want to be a little bit cautious. Play starts Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock. That's when the boys go off the first tee. The girls will start at 10:52 on Tuesday. And on Wednesday, or I guess Tuesday evening, we have a long drive competition after play is completed. And then on Wednesday, they start at 7:30. And that is, their tee times are based on first round scores. And then match play will start on Thursday at 7:30. And that goes, that's a great day of golf because we have 40 matches on the golf course on Thursday morning, and then the quarterfinals Thursday afternoon, and then the semifinals and finals 8 o'clock on Friday morning and 1 o'clock Friday afternoon. And there's admission is free, lunch is available for a small fee on the patio, and free parking as well. So come out and watch some really, really good golf.
InternationalJuniorMasters.com, by the way, the website. You can also follow him on Twitter at IGM Golf. Kev, I know because you've been following these names when you walk on tour. You know, when we've come here in previous years, we, of course, know Jeff Sluman, Jim Furyk, Masters champion Trevor Immelman has played in this event, just some of the PGA pros that people may know of, but how about these four players that have all had up-and-coming good last year or so on the PGA Tour? Abraham Anser, Mackenzie Hughes, Corey Conner, Sebastian Munoz. Like, those are four guys that have played in this event, too, that I know you know from your PGA Tour radio work. Like, those guys are all having great years and are the up-and-coming group.
Great. Well, you've got winners on the PGA Tour in that list. I mean, we just all saw Mackenzie Hughes, you know.
Chance to win the U.S.
Chance
Open.
To win last week, yeah. Just incredible, and that's it's one of the great things. You get to come see them before or while they're stars.
Well, right. And they're international players, so you wouldn't have much of a chance to see them otherwise.
For sure. Munoz is a – you've played with him.
I played with him. At the
great personality,
at
right?
When the Web.com event was at Peak and Peak, I played in the Pro-Am with
him.
He
remembered you.
And he was awesome.
I brought him up. I mentioned you, and he's like, oh, the hockey guy.
Yeah. Yes. And I told you my main job that day was to give him the Columbia score in the World Cup.
That's what he said. He goes, he's giving me updates.
He says he doesn't have his phone out during his round, so he said, can you be in charge of giving me the World Cup was going on. Can you be in charge of telling me the Columbia score? So I was like, okay, if you need the score out, that'll be my job.
You're not certainly asking
for swing advice, so I'll be in charge of...
we've had several years where the Colombians were all parked in front of the TV in the bar watching the World Cup.
Because that usually falls around
this time, it does every four years
or so. Yeah, that's cool.
That's part of the flavor of the event, right? To see the other sports that these kids from other countries, is their NFL, right? Their Buffalo Bills team was, you know, playing on the screen there. And you're like, well, I don't get this. What, they probably don't get, you know, what we're into.
Let's finish up here because I know there's some members listening, I'm sure. A shout out to the members and everybody here. And Drew and David and what you guys do. I know that giving up the golf course for a week in Western New York in prime season is not an easy task, but they do it, and it makes a great local event. I'm sure that you guys appreciate all that.
Without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt.
Being members yourself, too, yes.
Exactly. Exactly right. Paul say I won't miss it a whole lot because I never play. But
how many times have you played 18 holes?
He knows people are listening.
That's right.
That's right. That's probably about right.
We love to have members like Jeff.
Yeah.
All right.
We are very appreciative of the membership, and well over 100 members are involved in some way, whether they're on committees or spotters or whatever. So they embrace the tournament, and we have a big thank you. And on Friday at about 5 o'clock, we have a big finals party, and that's a lot of fun.
Awesome. IGM Golf on Twitter. You can follow him there. InternationalJuniorMasters.com, the website. So if you want to get any of that information, they'll have it out. Again, it's free to come out, free parking. They'll have food available. Come and see the future stars. We just rattled off a whole bunch there that are going to be there and support a great local event here in Western New York.
Do they golf attire? If folks come out and watch, they need to...
Normal golf attire?
Normal golf attire.
Yes.
Okay.
Normal golf attire.
Don't wear your Guns N' Roses t-shirt. Normal golf attire.
Especially with the sleeves cut off.
Or Dave Jones be happy to sell you a shirt in the pro shop.
That's right.
Sure.
Paul and Jeff, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Paul O'Brien, Jeff Kamian, the tournament directors here from East Aurora Country Club for the International Junior Masters. We'll get our Western New York PGA tip of the week. When we come back, Jeff's going to give these junior players some advice on how to score well here at East Aurora Country Club. We'll have that and more, our Ryder Cup report too, and our quick thoughts on John Rahm's win. All that will squeeze into our final segment here as we roll on from the beautiful patio at East Aurora Country Club. Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studios. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. More Tee to Green coming up from East Aurora Country Club right after this on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Let's get the latest on the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup Report is being brought to you by Jumpa Agency, Main Street in Clarence.
And also want to give a shout out to our friends at Scroy Financial, celebrating 50 years in the business this year. Second generation financial planning firm assisting fourth generation clients. They've been helping families in Western New York achieve their financial goals since 1971. So hey, whether you're just getting started out, you're a young professional, or you'd like to review your current plan, you can set up a complimentary 1 hour consultation. Their office is in West Seneca at 716-674-6700. You can also go to their website for more information, scroyfinancial.com. Scroy is spelled S-G-R-O-I, financial.com.
Back here at East Aurora Country Club, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. We appreciate you being with us. It's been a lot of International Junior Masters talk. In our first segment, we were joined by some of the participants, and those interviews will be up in our on-demand audio section as soon as the show's over, WGR550.com. Want to thank the tournament directors, Jeff Kamian and Paul O'Brien, last segment for coming on, giving us the logistics. Again, tournament starts Tuesday. It goes on all week. It's free. Come on out and support a local event. Come see the next stars. We mentioned Jeff Sluman, Jim Furyk, Rory Sabatini's played in it. Trevor Immelman, the Masters champions, played it. Some of the more recent youngsters that are now on the PGA Tour making a name for themselves. Anser, Hughes, Connors, Munoz, they've all played in the event. So you can come out and see the next wave of stars here this week at East Aurora. Normally David Jones, of course, the PGA Pro here, comes on with us for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, but he said, let the kids get the airtime this week, which David is always very nice like that, but we still got Jeff.
Hell yeah.
So it's, wait, we got to get a Ryder Cup report in. We had that first.
Zevi back for
we could bring Zevi back for the tip. Ryder Cup report there, you heard. Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, Xander Schauffele. Those six are the automatic qualifiers. If any of those six fall out of the top six, is there any way they're still not in? DJ, DeChambeau, Morikawa, Thomas, Koepka, Schauffele. They're locks regardless of where they fall, right?
Yeah.
Is Schauffele a lock?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. Even if he falls out of the top automatic
weird.
Six.
He changed his putting grip 2 weeks before the U.S. Open, right?
But, yeah, he says he doesn't like the arm lock. He said he'd be against it, but he says he's going to use it. He's been
using
it.
It's a better way to putt, he thinks. He thinks it's an advantage.
See, Rory said that should be banned.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Right.
And then last week, the players officially voted that green books won't be used going forward.
I applaud
what do you think about that?
I think that's great. You know what? I think reading the greens is a skill. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things I learned at Pinehurst more about reading grain. So, you know, we don't have much grain in putts up here.
Very, 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 very little.
Very little. But I'm telling you, in a lot of the courses they play, reading the grain of the putt, you can have a downhill putt that's slow, and you're like, how's it slow? Because it's into the grain. Figuring that out there and slope, I think it's a skill. And, use the scopes at the PGA Championship, and I'm like, it's public information, so to me, not that big of a deal as long as they don't use a slope on the scope. But the green books, I think it takes some of the skill out of it and maybe complicates things too.
And I think the players agree, and that's why they vote. The players voted that off, if I'm not mistaken. That's not a PGA Tour policy. That was the Players Association or the Tour Players Association voted to get rid of
the arm lock putter. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I don't know if I feel about that. It's the same thing I felt with anchoring the putter. Like, it's not like they're winning every week. Right,
I think it helps certain people, certain putter types, or it's a when people are looking or searching for something, it might be a solution for them. I think the best putters, I still think, are using a more traditional grip, and they tend to go to the funkier grips when they tend to struggle with their putter.
Sure, yeah, right,
yeah.
But it's available to everybody. Right. That's kind of my point with that stroke. Like, with all due respect to Rory, if you think it's you can do it,
yep.
Right?
It's
hard to do. Have you ever tried it?
I think it's impossible, but I haven't practiced it. I've tried it.
I practice it on my custom turf putting green at home with my 38-inch putter that's counterbalanced. But I'm like, all right, let me put this against the arm and see. I'm like, it's so rigid. It's so, like, the hours and hours and hours of practice you have to do to get comfortable with it, to even try it.
I don't, like, I see DeChambeau putting. I'm uncomfortable watching him putt. I don't want to be like that, even though maybe I could end up, if I practiced it for a year, getting better at it. I'm not interested in look. I don't want to look like that or feel like that. I know that is it counterintuitive to shooting your best score. I guess I shouldn't go all in on that statement, but I want to feel comfortable when I'm putting. I don't want that to be a piece of
flow.
Something. Yeah.
I understand the concept that it's less moving parts and it's a simpler machine and it makes it less likely to make a mistake, but I agree with you. I like to have some feel and stuff in there.
Yeah.
Before we get to our tip of the week, let's get one thought on Rahm's victory. He, as he always does, said the right things about karma. He took the high road. All the positives that he said came from a big negative at Memorial when he was knocked out due to the positive COVID test, Kevin. And he bounced back. And how about those putts on 17 and 18? Big benders, gets it done. And all the other guys, all the huge names that all had a chance to win, all made mistakes at some point. Even Oosthuizen, who was as steady as anybody on tour, had two driving errors.
The tee shot on Rahm, 17 was stunning from Oosthuizen. I mean, everybody knows you go right there.
You can just miss it right. And he hits a fade, too. Like, that would have worked out great.
Yeah. Well, the pressure.
Nerves could get to you, for sure.
It shows you the best in the world, the pressure. But for John Rahm, no surprise there. Horses for courses. He's won there. He finished runner-up there a couple of years ago.
He says he's got a lot of feels goods there.
Listen, you saw it coming, though, right? I mean, how close was he on 13? 14, 15.
Those
like,
putts. Yeah,
yeah, 16. You're like, you it's coming, you know?
He hit the final seven greens all in regulation. Yeah. So right there, that shows he kept himself with chances for birdies, worst case pars, everybody else in trouble.
And listen, everybody's saying Louis faltered. No, John Rahm went out and won it. He made putts on 17 and 18 to win it. Clearly, he wasn't in the final group, but he won it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Let's finish with our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA, which has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. How about a tip for the junior players here this week, playing East Aurora Country Club?
Yeah, normally I'm a proximity to the hole guy. You know, basically what Bryson's doing, you want to bash it up there. You want to get it as close to the green as you can, you know, get it as close to the hole as you can. Here I think it's a little different because of the nature of the golf course. It's a parkland golf course, a lot of woods, a lot of trees, very narrow, a lot of different lies. It's one of those courses where if you miss the fairway, there's a lot of chip outs, you know, or you don't have a look at the green. So if I was one of these players this week, I'd be trying to keep the ball in front of me a lot more fairways. I'd actually take a little longer approach just to keep the ball in the fairway, and I'd want to keep the ball below the hole as much as possible here. You'd rather have an uphill putt than a side hill or downhill putt here at East Aurora. So it's more about game management this week than it is about just trying to overpower or make a ton of birdies. I think you're going to make your birdies when you get your chances. You want to give yourself as many birdie chances as you can this week, but you do want to avoid the big number by keeping that ball in play off the tee. Maybe a few less drivers around this facility than you would normally play in any other junior event.
Okay, good advice. We know the course looks great. Drew Thompson has it in wonderful shape, and it'll be rolling well. Finish here with one little thought. A Challenge Tour pro player, Jean Berrikin, had some ups and downs. Let's just say about not giving up in your round. He shot a 68 in an event in France. No big deal, right? Neither nine was in the 30s. Can you do the math on that?
I heard about this.
No, I can't.
So the Frenchman posted a 68, 2 underscore. He shot a 40 on the front and a 28 on the back.
Wow.
Neither 9 in the 30s shot a 68.
Don't ask me to do math in the radio. I had a programmer tell me, don't ever do math.
At 7:55 in the morning.
Hey, that's awesome. Real quick, shout out to Susan Bedard, who had two hole-in-ones on Wednesday at Craigburn in a interclub event. Hole 5 and hole 12. And I talked to her afterwards, and I posted some of this on Twitter. And everybody said, what'd you shoot? What'd you shoot? I'm embarrassed to say I forgot to ask her.
That's great. Congratulations. And we've already got people registering for our Duster Putting Challenge to benefit the Western PGA Reach Foundation. I'll tweet out the link right after the show here. Give me 2 minutes. It'll be tweeted out at Brian WGR. But we've already got double digits of people signed up. The spot, it's at Glen Oak, August 21st, $30. It's a donation of the Western PGA Reach Foundation. It's a great cause. Make sure you sign up for that.
Sign up early. It's limited to 72 this year.
Yep.
So there is a limit.
There's food and beverage involved.
And music. Bucks,
right?
And lights. And our commentary, which is,
and
you
Kevin
can't put a price
Brian.
On that.
Yes.
You can't put a price on that.
Well, we can, but we didn't.
That's right. You have. That's right. But for this, we're not.
That's right. A perfect line from Kevin, actually.
That's right. That's why Kevin's on our team. I love it. All right. Big thanks to everybody here at East Aurora Country Club, the competitors that joined us, Charlie Fisher, Corey Edger, Zevi Perez, Lily Zhang. Good luck this week. The tournament directors, Jeff Kamey and Paul O'Brien, PGA Pro David Jones, Superintendent Drew Thompson. I know the big team here are going to have a great week. Come on out to East Aurora, watch some golf. And thanks to Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios. He'll have the show up in our on-demand audio section very soon, WGR550.com. And for PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Jeff, have a great weekend. Kevin Sylvester, you as well. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week right here, Tee to Green, every Saturday at 7 on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.